Take off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena, Jenna, how are you?
Ate Marie, I'm great.
I should start saying Ate Marie or something else with you, because I feel it's very rhymy. I quite like that, though.
Quite sing-songy, which is nice for a Monday morning.
Exactly. I'm excited to hear about this book. You said it's made you have some weird dreams.
How am I going to sell this? So this is called How the One-Armed Sister Sweeps Her House by Sherry Jones. And this has just been longlisted for the 2021 Women's Prize for Fiction. There's 16 titles on that. It's always worth checking out that list. And it's set on a fictional beach called Baxter's Beach in Barbados. I'd never read a novel set in Barbados before. And the title comes from an old wives' tale about women who don't listen. And the reason I read this is because I have a good friend, Renee. She owns the Twizel bookstore and the Timaru bookstore.
Oh, cool.
And she drives between them and she listened to this 3 times on audiobook.
Wow.
So,
okay.
But I did that thing where I just picked it up and didn't read what it was about at all and just started reading it and got into quite an intense zone. So it's 1984 and we meet Lala. She's 18 and it's on the night that she gives birth on Baxter's Beach. And her husband isn't home. His name's Eden and he is he's a criminal. He's a drug dealer and a petty robber. But on the night that the baby's born, he murders someone, a white tourist.
Oh, wow.
In front of his wife. So this is the story of how all these lives kind of live side by side during this really horrific time. And so it's one of those books that, you know, you hear from Lala and then you hear a lot from Mita, the wife, and then you start hearing from Lala's mum and grandmother. And it's really about the generational institution of domestic violence.
Wow, okay.
So I was like, oh, okay, this is what it's about when I was reading it. So
that's
it
quite really it's quite a heavy book to have just dived into blind. Yeah,
I know. It's quite relentless as well, but I don't want to, like, not... So, you know, it's like, how do you tell people to read this really intense book and why it's really good? But I've been reading lots about Sherry Jones. This is her first novel. She lives in Barbados. She's from there. And she's quite amazing. She's a lawyer. She's doing a PhD in creative writing. She's a solo mum of 4 kids. She gets up at 3 o'clock in the morning to write.
Sounds like a legend.
I know. Amazing. Eh? And I feel like she's definitely, and I've read a little bit about it, but she's definitely had these things happen to her, which has really fed the writing. But even though this is her first novel, she is a really established short story writer. This started as a short story. So what I like about it is it makes her... her writing is so punchy, and the thing with short stories is you have to say a lot without saying much and keeping it really concise. And so I think that she really does that with this book, because as hard as it is, it's so compelling.
Wow.
You just want to know what happens. The chapters are quite punchy and short. And we were just talking off air about Girl, Woman, Other. You know how that you just want to keep going? There's this vibrancy to it. But what she really wants to talk about is that Barbados is this holiday paradise that people go to, and she wants to talk more about the undertones and the violent stuff that goes on within the culture, that it's not perfect, I guess. So it's full of, like, just prepare yourself, but I think it's really worth picking up and having a read.
That's awesome. So remind us of the name again, because it's got quite the fable-like name.
I stuffed that up. How the One-Armed Sister Sweeps Her House by Sherry Jones. It's $35. We've got it on the shelf now. And, yeah, I think there could be some, like, quite intense stuff for some people. There's also the death of a child, which is right in the beginning as well. So, you know, it doesn't hold back.
It's got a few big triggers in there, but yeah, it sounds like if you can manage that, a worthwhile read.
I think so. I think it's an important story to tell.
Exactly, important stories. And as you were saying, it being on that long list as well, these are still stories that need that elevation, in a sense where you need people to be like, you should read about this because this is lived experience for lots of people. And, you know, the more you kind of understand that, I mean, that's what great writing does, is it creates empathy and understanding, hopefully.
Yeah, and some understanding into generational trauma, maybe, like, why, how this keeps happening, and how maybe a woman would perhaps choose to stay with her husband over her children. You know, it's sort of that connection to the man, which is really scary but quite understandable as well. Yeah.
Sounds
yeah.
amazing.
Along with the full moon, it gave me a kind of intense dreams last night. Oh, God.
Too much going on. Thank you for bringing it in. It sounds amazing, Jenna. We'll see you in the shop then. So
yeah, see you in a few weeks as well.
That was Loose Reads.
Thank you very much.